irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alona Europa, Accent On London edition on LA Talk Radio. Our show is airing every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, of course. Mostly Accent On was recorded in Los Angeles, but I hope people who know Accent On for almost 8 years, they understand and know that I moved to London, and now most of our interviews are recorded from our London office. So that's what I would like to say to people, that I will think this is the best moment of my career as a host, radio host, because I have on my show today wonderful, wonderful, beautiful pair that love each other, which that's, I think, is first and foremost very, very important, but also Stan Boris. Hi, Stan.
Hello, Ilona. Good to see you. You look younger than 5 years ago.
I love you, but Stan Boris, you are the biggest Polish and international star. You are a singer. Maybe. You are a composer. You are an actor. You are a poet. You are a radio host. You can do it all, of course, with beautiful help of Anya, who, Anya, you also are a little bit accented. Guest, your name is Irish, like I found out right now. Can you tell us how we spell your name?
Yes. Hi, Ilona. How are you? It's nice to see you. I certainly hi everybody who's singing, who's watching it. My name is spelled M-A-L-E-A-D-Y, and it's my lady. It's pronounced.
It is beautiful. Okay, Stan Boris, of course, you had another name before you become Stan Boris. Like my name, of course, is Ilona Europa. That's not my name also. That's my stage name. So could you tell us a little bit about your childhood and little teenagers' years, and maybe this moment when you decided that your family name need to be changed into Stan Boris, the name that everybody...
This is actually my real family name. So I go back to my childhood, and my father decided that the name they gave him is not his name.
Okay.
So that's why he changed to my grandfather name.
Okay, so you were growing up with name Stanisław Guzek, yes?
I don't remember.
That's so cool. Okay, we don't remember either. And then you were born in Załęże.
Załęże is very close to Rzeszów.
Yes.
So I spent the time in Rzeszów. And my first band started in Rzeszów. And I was a singer for my first band called Blackout. And I named this band the name Blackout. Of course, it was lots of rumor about it because it was first Polish band with no Polish name.
Yeah.
It was a controversy, right?
I will say, yeah, look at you. Everybody knows you in a way, how you look, how you present yourself. You have the image. You have something that many, many years ago, not so many Polish people had the courage to voice. Your songs also were very unusual. They were deep. They were having message behind the lyrics. They were bigger than life. And you were like almost symbol of freedom, symbol of something that most of people in 1970s and end of 60s and further, they wanted to be like you. So after Blackout, you recorded the song that Hal Pollen fell in love with, and in the same, fell in love with you. So the song name was To Ziemia, It's Earth. Yes, could you tell us? Yes.
Yeah. The song was based on the book of a French writer, Antoine Saint-Exupéry, that the earth is for people. Wherever you go, the earth is your mother. And what I can say about my first career, that I started from poetry, and up to now I'm using mostly Polish writers from behind ears,
from the back,
and mostly my favorite poems.
Oh, okay. So, yes, we are right now in very unusual situation. The whole earth, whole world is really scared of losing what we have the most precious, our lives. We have coronavirus that hit us from nowhere, and looks like in this time, I think we all are feeling like the one earth is only for us, because we are scared of something that is invisible. How you are dealing with this situation? And do you feel that coronavirus makes people get closer to this last 3 months, or really will make us separate?
Anya is close to me. Actually,
you know,
in New York, and I'm trying to escape from anything that is feeding me about the news, what's bringing me bad news. And I don't want to go to the television, Polish television or American television, because they scare you always about something, about statistics. I think that people should go their own way. People should be happy and not thinking about sickness, because I spent lots of time last year in the hospitals and rehabilitation center. And I wanted to convert the song of very popular singer who was, you know, her, Amy Winehouse. She was singing, I don't wanna go to rehab. I was singing, I wanna go to rehab, because that was the way I was getting
better.
We
will talk a little bit about that when we'll be describing your career, your journey. So, yes, you had little setback in 2019 health problems. So we will talk about that. I really want people to know a little bit more, because obviously you are healthy, you look great, and we cannot wait to have you, both of you, back in Poland and in America and tour and sing. But before 2019 happened and 2020 right now, and Earth become scared of one virus, that is coronavirus, that we all need to somehow fight and live with, you were aware of situation that Earth is for everybody. Earth supposed to keep people together. And your song, To Ziemia, I will say in Polish, It's Earth, again, spoke about the togetherness, about the planet that is for all of us. And I think your journey through your life shows that you are really loving to live in Poland, in America, in Canada. You love to tour, you love to have friends all around the world. So I would love to listen to this song. So I hope people will enjoy to hear To Ziemia, It's Earth.
Among lots of things that people go through, remember, you are not alone.
You are right.
The end of the song. You're not alone.
So let's listen to the song.
Thank you.
uśmiechów wiele ma godzina zwykłego dnia. Nie zginiesz w tłumie, póki jeszcze umiesz przystanąć, gdy zaśpiewa ptak. Przystanąć, gdy zaśpiewa ptak. Daleka droga twa, za dalą inna dal. Choć nie ma kresu, dobrze wiesz, że droga ta prowadzi gdzieś. Że droga ta prowadzi gdzieś. Nie wyśpiewany jeszcze świat, nie zapalone jeszcze światła, co ludzką twarz jak dobry sen rozjaśnią. W obłoku zamyślona biel, owoce drzewa, barwy dnia, to wszystko dzięki Tobie trwa, to wszystko w Tobie trwa. Wśród wielu ludzkich spraw pamiętaj, nie jesteś sam. Ptak przelatuje, kwitnie kwiat, to ona, to ziemia. Ziemia, ojczyzna ludzi.
You know what is funny about me, that I spent 2 years with my bands, and then I left. And it's good that I had the courage to go away on my own way.
You are so right.
Nobody could decide about me.
Oh, you
the only person who is deciding more about me is Anya. And I always trying to escape from sometimes.
I'm giving you always good leading and positive energy. And if Stan is going in a wrong direction, I try to put him back on the right direction.
That's what good manager and, of course, person that he loves so much has a power upon. So I think you both are amazing, amazing couple. But in time when there was around 1970-67 or something, when you were singing with Bison's band, which you left, of course, you never had a problem to come and go and create your own vision for yourself. But you recorded the song that even when it was how many years, 50 years ago or whatever, till this day, this song is a hit. Hit, summer hit, holiday hit, is called Spacer dziką plażą, walking on the wild beach. So you can tell us, can you tell us a little bit about this song? Do you remember how you recorded, how this happened?
I didn't want to record this song.
Wow.
I didn't like the beat.
Really?
So that's why I sometimes had a problem with some people who were deciding about me, about my image, about my songs. That's why maybe I decided to go after 2 years.
No, but there's a very funny story about this song, and Stan, you should say it more in details, because it's you didn't want to record it, but then the band convinced you to do it, and then finally when they start playing it, right, you went to take a train to home, and then people start recognizing it and singing it.
So at that time, it was so funny things that in Poland was one or two radio programs. So you were becoming to be popular immediately. And also one television.
Yes.
Because communistic times. So you were one day in television and everybody knows you.
Yeah, but you could play the song and people forget about it. But this song was presented and played. And when Stan got to the train, everybody was singing that song. And he was all surprised about it. Absolutely.
Listen sometimes to band, listen to, of course, your manager, listen sometimes what people are saying, because yes, you always will be doing what you want to do, but people and public has sometimes right to say, no, I want this one, and sing for us this song. So this beautiful song, Spacer di Conflagion, Walking on the Wild Beach, we love till this day. And
nice summer song. We recommend it for summer. During the winter, you can play it so you can feel like it's summertime.
Plaża, dzika plaża, morze dookoła, z wysokiego brzegu wieczór me wywoła. Twarz przy twarzy, dłonie w dłonie, przytulenie, zamyślenie, zakochani. I dobrze wiem, ku jesieni. Jeszcze nie tak dawno szedłem tędy z tobą. Wiatr nas szumem fali, jak ramieniem objął. Twarz przy twarzy, dłonie w dłonie, w blasku słońca roześmiany, razem z tobą szedłem plażą, zakochany. Plaża dzisiaj nas nie słyszy, już nie moje imię w mokrym piasku pisze. Twarz przy twarzy, dłonie w dłoniach, wspominamy, rozmyślamy, dziś dalecy, chociaż wczoraj.
Anya knows more about the songs than I do, and I was always opposite many, many things, opposite, turn away. And no.
But you don't have to play so difficult.
You're an artist. You have right to be difficult.
I am difficult. I don't want to agree what people say.
You always want to be opposite.
Opposite, yeah. I want to go my thinking, my way.
And I would say you really accomplished that very, very much so. Because after when you left the band Bisons, you start singing solo. And you created your solo career and another hit, one of the most known song in Poland, international song, and I know is carrying you on through all of your concerts, all of your touring, is called Jaskółka Uwięziona.
Jaskółka, czarny sztylet, wydarty z piersi wiatru. Nagła, smutku kotwica. Z niewidzialnego jachtu katedra ją złowiła, a sklepienia sieć wysoką jak śmierć kamienna pryła, a jak wyrok na prostokąt. Jaskółka błyskawica w kościele obu umarłych. Nie, jak czarne nożyce, lęk, który ją ogarnia.
Jaskółka uwięziona. And the song is in prison.
Translated to captured swallow.
Yes.
When I got on my own way, my own image, I started to put my cross on my chest. Of course, in that communistic time, I was scratched from television performances. And I had a problem with government, and they hold the song for 2 years. I was going to the censors, trying to explain what means freedom, what means that this bird is captured in the church. And some poet wrote it, And my friend Janusz Kępski wrote the music. And this song was based on a very symphonic orchestra. And after 2 years, finally, they decided to allow me to sing the song, but it was better understood by government because I was singing in Olympia of Songs in Athens with 40 countries participating, and I got award Gold Apollino for this composition, but it was not my composition, but I became best interpreter of the whole Olympia. And when I came with that award to Poland, so they allowed me to sing Jaskółka Uwięziona.
And this song, not only I love, I know whole Poland, whole Europe loved and made you one of the biggest singing stars in this time.
Poland and people, they were feeling the same like I was, that you can't do a song, you can't sing about freedom, you can't sing about church, you can't have your cross on the chest, and you can't look like some biblical apostles. So that I had this problem.
Yes, you had this problem. And you felt not welcome. You felt little that your wings are cut in Poland in this time. So you decided, or you were hoping to go to America. You always wanted to go to America. But do you believe that you will spend so much time in this country that really becomes your second?
I want to leave the country. I want to go to America. But when they were trying to cut my wings, I put longer hair, longer beard, and bigger cross, always opposite. And finally, I got to the wall and I said, enough, I'm going. I want to fly away.
And this was like 1975. Wow, 75. You left Poland.
Yes.
You got to America. You knew that you need to create and recreate your new life in new country. How did you find yourself living in America? What town you were living in?
I started from New York.
So you started from New York.
I started from New York, and I actually, let's say, I was a star. So after 2 weeks, I got the band and the club, and I was singing in a nightclub. I didn't know English, but some people were coming to me and were talking to me, but I was saying, I'm sorry, I don't speak English. They couldn't believe that I have good pronunciation, but I couldn't speak.
You sang in English, but people don't understand how amazing artists like you, a lot of great artists, they really can pronunciate so well in many, many languages. So that was a big surprise for them, I'm sure. So how long you stayed in New York?
After 2 years, I moved to Chicago, where I found more Polish people. And I got more money singing in a nightclub. And I start to do my shows with the song you mentioned, To Ziemia, Jaskółka, Walking on the Wild Beach. And I start to learn.
You were singing covers, like American covers.
Of course, that's
I wanted to sing American rock and roll. Yes, of course. I learned the songs, lots of songs, because it was my life. It was my money. It was my living.
Yeah.
And I have to learn American way of living.
Absolutely. I know a little bit, I can understand your life. And I think a lot of people who never left their own countries, they don't understand. Then recreate your career, recreate your strength in different environment is very, very hard. Even when you leave your country, even when you are a little mad or angry or sad, you really love your country. You always loved Poland. You loved poetry. You loved everything about Poland, about Polish people. I know you missed so much Poland, but you stayed in America for many, many years. And okay, what do we have here?
Your poetry. This is my book of poetry. Yes. And it's of lots of verses written in Death Valley, Chicago, California, and my rebellious life is here.
That's wonderful. Obvious, I hope people can purchase this book.
On Amazon.
On Amazon. Anu, one more time, if you can give us the title of the book, and again, you can show us the cover. So if somebody...
The title of the book is Daleko do Nikąd.
Far from nowhere.
Stan Boris, we have your poetry. And what is the most beautiful things also, that people who want to listen to you reading your poetry, they can go on the Facebook and hear you reading.
Few of the verses, after learning my live in English, I wrote in English here.
Absolutely. So I don't know if you have maybe one verse or any of the verses if you want to read to us right now. That would be amazing.
Okay. We're going to find one short Rose is 55 on page 55.
Okay,
here.
Please, my glasses.
Okay.
Better, because if you can read without glasses, they will be not fair. We all have one, so.
Hey.
So this is my second book.
Russia.
My first book was What is the Charm of My Life? Rose. The rose is only a rose. Life is life. Water is only a water. Intellect is an abstraction. The air, you can't live without. How can I make a peace in my heart? Is living without you is impossible. I've written in 1999 in Florida.
Beautiful in Florida. Anya, you are coming, you came to his life eventually, and I know you both are for so many years together. Right now, we were going through childhood, teenagers years. We were talking about bands that Stan left. We're talking about his solo career in Poland, songs that made him his name, one of the biggest names in Polish history of singers, for sure. Then he left to America. In America, he stayed for many, many years, but eventually he met you. So how both of you met?
We met in Florida. I went to Florida one winter for a couple of days to get away from this bitter weather in New York. And then there was Stan playing tennis with some friends, and I was meeting my friends at the same court.
You were playing golf?
Yeah, but not on a tennis court, of course.
Yeah.
but make the story short, we met on tennis courts, and then there was the event Polish tournament of golf and tennis. So we spent in a large group of Polish people for a couple of days, and we exchanged a few conversations, and then we kept in touch, and then Stan invited me for his concert in
Phoenix.
Let me
explain this. It was Polonia Open, and when I was participating for 15 years, going from many places. And this one was in Port St. Lucie. And Anya was in a golf section. I was in tennis section. And we met. And I invited her to see my concert because she didn't know who I am.
Yeah, I didn't know who Stan Morris was. My mom to find out. And I said, Mom, who is Stan Morris? What songs does he perform? Because it's embarrassing for me to speak to the gentleman without knowing his work and his famous.
Mama says ho, ho, ho.
No, Mama didn't say ho, ho, ho. Mama said, Anyu, you need there are a few songs. It's not only one song that he's famous from. So it's of course she was asking me, oh, what about the Yaskuka? I said, I didn't hear Yaskuka. What about Anna? I didn't hear Anna. And then, but she didn't say the song that I actually loved, and I didn't know that he actually performed that song, which is about the gypsies and the horses and the free life. So, of course, when I heard Stan singing that song after a couple of days at the end of the tournament, then I realized that he's this the man with this beautiful voice and this beautiful expression of songs and that I loved, that I admired.
I'm in love with Stan Boris. And like you mentioned, your beautiful poem, A Rose, was written in Florida. You met Anya in Florida. Then, obviously, you both fell in love with each other and you are inseparable. So you really are taking care of the business side of the business, which having two jobs as a wonderful partner and somebody that is in love and being the businesswoman probably is not easy, yes? But before you, Anya, you tell me if it's easy or not, I love the song that is called Sto Krocie, because somebody is on a video, and I'm sure you wrote this song for Anya.
Yeah. Let me, explanation. I moved to Poland after 30 years in America. Yeah. After I became American citizen. Before that, I was actually scared to move to Poland. And since that time, we were coming every year to California, spent 10 years in California, driving to many places when Polish people knows me and she could arrange the concerts. And we spent 10 times together, now maybe
10 years.
Well, 11.
Wow.
11 oh. years.
Oh, now after 10, we don't count.
Okay, and you tell us it's easy to work with Stan. Oh, he mentioned that he sometimes is stubborn. He's very artsy. He has always his way, how he wants to. But you somehow make him smile. He look at you after 11 years. You smile at him. So cannot be so hard. Or is really hard. Can you tell us?
I think every talented and true artist is not easy to get along with because he has his own ideas and they're very passionate about it, very strong about it. And sometimes they don't realize what's happens in the outside world. So you need to like make it closer to them and you have to find a way for them to understand it. So you have to put a right approach and you have to negotiate, you have to know how to speak to people, how to communicate with people, and be patient.
And you are doing an amazing job, because I know that Stan is touring all around America, all around Poland, and I will say you are a big part of his career. So now we have this 2019. You have big tour, you have big plans. I know that in 2017, Andrzej Duda, Polish president, awarded you a medal, very big, important medal that not so many gold. People have.
Gold cross of what?
Kawalerski.
I don't know how to say it. Yes. Krzyż Kawalerski Odrodzenia Polski. It was in Polish. But what I should say now, that after I got in the hospital, what was funny and beautiful about Anya, after 3 days or 7 days, she found me in the hospital. I was paralyzed, and she was every hospital and rehabilitation centers, every time with me. So this is most beautiful thing about partner like that, that you can count on and be in New York. And actually, in that time, in years ago, before my hospital, I was trying to come to America for 10th anniversary and invite Anya to the places when we became a couple in Sedona, Red Mountains, in Sedona in Arizona, but suddenly I ended in the hospital.
Yeah, we are talking, Anya, for people who listen to us, what we are talking about. We are talking about the most scary, probably, time in both of your lives. This is, you get a stroke, and you are so caring about your body. You meditate, you do yoga, you love sports, you love tennis, you like cars, you sport cars, you are always on the move. So I know things like that happen unexpectedly for most of people. One day you just woke up, or you were going around about your day, and yes, you got a stroke. So how many weeks you were in a hospital?
Months. Actually, I end up after playing tennis on the tennis court, my friends, they were suspicious about my playing, about my being, and they sent me to home, and I was ready to go to New York when Anya was waiting for me, and I end up in the hospital.
So Anya, you were not in Poland. You were in...
No, I was. He was getting ready to come to New York. I planned 13 concerts all over the United States for Polonia. And what happened, Stan basically got himself overtired. He got a high blood pressure. You know, there's a lot of anxiety when you try to pack up your bags, organize your life before you leave for a couple of months and you leave the house behind. So he got a stroke because of basically all those things, stress. And when I found out about it, you know, I had a lot of things in my hands that I had to take care of too before I just get a ticket and I fly into Poland. And but I did. I managed very fast. And family, Stan's closest family, was taking care of him. And then when I arrived, basically Stan was paralyzed. And I saw how serious it is to get a stroke, you know, and what the consequences of the strokes are. So my friends who are doctors in New York and friends who are Polish doctors in Poland, they advised me to look for a rehabilitation place as soon as possible. But of course, you know, the system, the health system doesn't provide you enough of the rehabilitation. Of course, they give you at the beginning the rehabilitation that the patient needs, but then you need to organize something for long term. So of course it's very expensive therapy, and I just want to thank to all our friends, to all the people who contribute to Stan's health and getting better, because we organized the concerts, we organized the money that we could pay for the therapy.
And now you feel much, much better. I know when people look at right now at you, will say, okay, he is just fine, nothing wrong. I know you have some things that you still need to improve, and probably for rest of your life, you will be watching, you'll be doing, and you need to, and I know you will, because that's who you are. You are a fighter. You always will do the most that you can, because we have you have public who waits for you. You have public who waits for your shows. You have people who love you in Poland and in America, and you have so much to do. So no way, we need to take care of ourselves. And I know you do. I'm sure you are really doing great job exercising and doing whatever you can do before you can again go to rehabilitation places that you can talk to a doctor and just, you know, give them yourself and make them improve you even better.
What was good about it, that I was always a sportsman and I was yogin. And because of, and I agreed to everything, I was very good student and I agreed to whatever doctors say,
yeah,
whatever my rehabilitation people say. And I was trying to be good in exercises and I was trying to improve my memory, and I was reciting my poems from my future, from my past albums of Polish poetry, and to get away of aphasia, because it was very hard to speak for me at the beginning. So because I was a good student and and I felt that this is good for me to go through all these bad things what happened with me to get better every day.
Yeah, but there were a lot of good doctors who were helping us, and a lot of nurses and medical staff that they were helping with this issue. You know, when you're in a hospital, when you're in a recovery place, there are a lot of people actually assisting. It's just not a doctor, and there are nurses and people who serve food, who are taking care of your room that needs to be cleaned. So all those people were doing a great job and make the excellent conditions to be able to come back to this, what we have right now.
And us, friends, yeah, like Stan, please make us proud, because we are watching you. And for people who went through similar situation, they look at you and they say, if he can do it, I'm sure I can too. So, you know, it's like no choice. You need to just be 100% or 99% how you were before stroke, and you are going to this direction. So we are very, very happy for you, for all of us. And yes.
Drinking water, exercise,
and nutrition.
Good. And good sleep.
And
a person who believes in you.
Yes. Absolutely. So love is the most important.
Family,
you know what is good about this bad things, what happened with us. You said coronavirus, that I have a place, I have a family. And Anya's parents are here. And we are not in one room, like they say, stay at home, stay, don't walk. I walked empty streets in Brooklyn, New York, and it's so funny, so good. Wow. People wearing whatever is needed, keeping distance and balance. And I exercise every day, walking around the block, minimum.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Stan. And Anya, today we are talking again to one of the biggest Polish and international stars, amazing singer, amazing human being. People love you so much. We love Anya so much because she's bringing you everywhere that we can have you and listen to your songs. Anya, you are amazing woman, the strongest woman that I know. I know that you just dedicate life and love to men that you love. And because of that, he feels great. And you both have these amazing smiles on the faces. So this is love. So for today, I will say we need to wrap it up, our show. I hope we have time for one more song that is called Samotność Mego Serca, which I understand this is not what you were talking about, because your heart is not lonely, but the song is just beautiful. So I need to probably end our show with this one. So for today, yes, you would like
peace
to say
love.
Peace and love. So thank you again, Anya Melaidi.
Thank you so much.
Stan Boris from New York to London edition of Accent On for LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
The loneliness of my heart was shut the video in New York, around here.
Yeah, I made the shooting.
Around here.
Thank you so much. And I hope I will talk to you soon because you are always welcome to our show. Thank you so much.
Ilona.
Thank you. Bye. Best for you guys. Bye.
Setek ulic, planetarnych miast, na stu lotniskach solo czekałem, aż samolot, jak ptak dotknie gleby, spokojnie dotknie gleby. Szukałem ciebie też, z nadzieją, że odbierze. Dla Odysei tej zjechałem USA. Przebacz mi, bez ciebie świat. Przebacz, jeśli to umiesz. Niech los nie rozdaje złych kart. Niech nadzieja nie zginie w tłumie. Przebacz samotne moich dni, pejzaże, samotne noce, w zgasłych lustrach marzeń. Samotność mego serca, przebacz mi. Samotność mego serca, przebacz mi. Biegnę do ciebie wśród drapaczy chmur, żółtych taksówek przerywając sznur. Już trzymam cię w ramionach, z policzkiem twym przy moim, w neonach i klaksonach, wśród pocałunków słonych. Wyznaję ci to wszystko, co w barach San Francisco. Kojąc mej duszy splin, nuciłem sącząc gin. Przebacz mi, beze mnie świat. Przebacz, jeśli to umiesz. Niech los nie rozdaje złych kart. Niech nadzieja nie zginie w tłumie. Przebacz samotne twoich dni, pejzaże, samotne noce, w zgasłych lustrach marzeń. Samotność twego serca, przebacz mi. Samotność twego serca, przebacz mi.
You're You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.